We're going to the Canary Islands next, where the eruption of a volcano on the island of La Palma is intensifying. Already, hundreds of people have had to flee, homes and businesses have been destroyed, and yesterday flights between Dublin and the neighbouring island of Tenerife were cancelled by Aer Lingus. Let's hear from two of the affected passengers, Dubliners Leslie Balaam and Monica Heary, talking with our reporter Fiacra O'Kioni.
My name is Monica Heary from Dublin. I came over to the Canaries, to Tenerife, on the 3rd of October, myself and my husband, after the long 2 years with COVID. We were really looking forward to our time away. Our flight on Thursday was to be 7, so we got to the airport at 4:30 to check in, and I only noticed at the last minute I had a text from Aer Lingus to say they apologised that the flight had been cancelled due to the ash cloud. So I'm not really sure what's going on, because there was no other flight in Tenerife cancelled, as far as I know. That's people are saying it's out of air control.
Leslie Balaam from Santry in Dublin. Arrived here in Tenerife a week ago with my husband John to celebrate a special birthday. I'm 60. Anyway, arrived today at the airport. Pre-booked taxi, arrived at the airport there a few minutes. Speculation started on the queue, gossip, rumour say that the incoming flight hadn't arrived and was cancelled. After a few minutes, no further information, nothing on the board. Phones started popping, text messages from Aer Lingus, including my own phone, stating that due to a volcanic ash situation that our flight was cancelled and wouldn't be taking off. Within, I'd say, 20 minutes, we were on buses. We were organised, we were sent to a hotel. The issue really for me is the truth and the fiction here, because while on the bus waiting to move off, I looked and the scheduled flights coming in and out of Tenerife South were operating as normal. My husband checked with one of the agents on another desk for another airline. They said no, they weren't aware of anything except Aer Lingus being cancelled. So it's a bit of a mystery.
That's Leslie Balaam speaking with Fiacra O'Kioni in Tenerife. Let's speak now to Cliona O'Flynn. She's a Canary Islands-based Irish journalist. Morning again, Cliona. Tell us more about why these flights were cancelled. What happened?
I think your previous speaker kind of hit the nail on the head. We're not sure, because in fact, your office were in touch with me yesterday, so I was kind of constantly checking on the AENA page. AENA is the Spanish airport authority, and no other flights were cancelled yesterday. There have been delays over the last couple of weeks. Sometimes it is because air runways have to be cleared of ash, but that's been mostly in the island of La Palma itself, which has had kind of on-off airline operational days. But here in Tenerife, there have been very, very few, if any, cancellations, and the Aer Lingus cancellation yesterday is certainly the first that I am aware of coming from Ireland. And this morning there's a flight due in from both Ryanair and Aer Lingus in from Dublin into Tenerife, and outward bound flights to the same, with the same airlines later on this afternoon. I mean, they operate an in-out system. So I'm still not sure why. The only information I have is the Aer Lingus web statement that was sent to your offices as well, due to volcanic ash. But no other airlines were cancelling flights yesterday. So it is still a little bit of a mystery. That is not to say that the situation in La Palma isn't pretty spectacularly bad.
Yes.
I mean, there's two ways of looking at that.
You're on Tenerife, which is about 250 kilometres away from the island of the volcano. Tell us how people there are coping.
Well, we see it as something that's happening in not a faraway place, in a neighbouring island. I mean, I suppose I've lived here for 22 years now, so I feel as Tenerifeña, as Canarian as most people. So we're very concerned for the island and for our La Palma neighbours. I mean, the statistics speak for themselves. 600 hectares have been destroyed, 7,000 people evacuated, about 1,500 buildings now have already been destroyed. The cone of the main cone of the existing volcano collapsed yesterday, sending another huge and vigorous flow of lava down the side of the mountain. It is frightening to watch, but certainly the people who live on the other islands don't feel worried. We're not, worried for our own safety, even though we've had very, very minor tremors in the other Canary Islands over the last couple of weeks. But it is something that is normal here. I mean, the whole zone of the Canary Islands is a volcanic area, and these are kind of, they're active. None of the volcanoes are extinct, so it's always something that you have in the back of your mind. But there is no sense of concern for our own well-being in terms of how the volcano would affect our properties, our lives.
Just to update on the last that we heard from Aer Lingus, Aer Lingus regrets to advise that flight EI0765 yesterday departing from Tenerife has been cancelled due to volcanic ash. You'll be moved automatically on a new flight today departing at 2:45 local time. Please arrive to the airport, etc, etc. We apologise for the inconvenience caused. Cliona O'Flynn in Tenerife, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.